the increasing number of memorial partakers. Watchtower long said selection of the 144,000 anointed class closed in 1935. Since then, the number of anointed Jehovah's Witnesses began decreasing as they passed away. In 2007, it was admitted that there is no scriptural basis for the doctrine of 1935, after which memorial partakers have been on the increase. The doctrine regarding the 144,000 is vitally important for Jehovah's Witnesses, as this small figure represents the total number of humans that will be allowed into heaven as the ruling class. Those of the 144,000 alive on earth today are referred to as the remnant. From these are chosen the governing body that lead Jehovah's Witnesses during these last days. The remnant are the only ones that are allowed to partake of the bread and wine at the annual memorial of Jesus' death. Despite this being in flagrant disregard of Jesus, who said, "Everlasting life is contingent on partaking of the emblems in remembrance of him." For example, in John 6:53-57, it discusses, "Jesus said to them, 'Most truly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. He that feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has everlasting life, and I shall resurrect him at the last day.'" The decreasing number of the remnant was used as proof that Armageddon is about to occur. For example, the Watchtower in 2000, January 15, page 13, said, "There are six convincing lines of evidence that we are in the last days." The sixth one was, "The number of genuine anointed disciples of Christ is dwindling, though some will evidently still be on earth when the Great Tribulation begins. Most of the remnant are quite elderly, and over the years the number of those who are truly anointed has been getting smaller." The yearbook 1981, page 31, said, "Over the past 7 years, from 1974 to 1980 inclusive, Jehovah's Witnesses have made steady progress. Their growth is healthy. Only as to memorial partakers has there been a gradual decline, which is in accord with scriptural expectations." So is that what has been happening with the number of anointed partakers over the years? The accompanying graphs show otherwise. Quite contrary to the expectation and teachings of the governing body, after an initial rapid decrease, the number of partakers remained constant for almost 40 years. Since 2007, there has been a surge in partakers. This followed the removal of the doctrine that had slated the year 1935 as the close of the calling. In the Watchtower of May 1, 2007, the statement was released, "We cannot set a specific date for when the calling of Christians to the heavenly hope ends." Although Watchtower now admits its 1935 doctrine was baseless, the governing body do not want followers claiming to be newly anointed to the ruling class. Watchtower questions the number of newly anointed and their legitimacy, describing them as potentially emotionally troubled. It says in the Watchtower 2016, "What about the number of those partaking at the memorial? In recent years, we have seen an increase in the number of those partaking at the memorial of Christ's death." It says the number of partakers includes those who mistakenly think that they are anointed, some who at one point started to partake of the emblems later stopped. Others may have mental or emotional problems that lead them to believe that they will rule with Christ in heaven. Therefore, the number of partakers does not accurately indicate the number of anointed ones left on earth. In 2011, the Watchtower said, "A number of factors, including past religious beliefs or even mental or emotional imbalance, might cause some to assume mistakenly that they have the heavenly calling. We thus have no way of knowing the exact number of anointed ones on earth, nor do we need to know." In the Watchtower of 1996, it said, In a number of cases, after a while, they acknowledged that this was an error. Some have recognized that they partook as an emotional response to perhaps physical or mental strain. But they came to see that they really were not called to heavenly life. There is every reason to believe that the number of anointed ones will continue to decline as advanced age and unforeseen occurrences end their earthly lives. Well, despite these insulting attacks, the number confessing to be anointed continues to rise. The irony of such statements is that the governing body all claim to have been anointed after 1935. When did the 144,000 calling end? Well, under Russell, it was thought to have been in 1881. Under Rutherford, it was supposed to be in 1931. Under Knorr, it was said to have ended in 1935. And now, with the current governing body, they say they're not sure. For around 70 years, it was held that the 144,000 were fully assigned by 1935. In the Watchtower of 1995, Feb 15, it said, "Logically, the calling of the little flock would draw to a close when the number was nearing completion, and the evidence is that the general gathering of these specially blessed ones ended in 1935. In the Watchtower of 1938, it was clarified that only the anointed were allowed to partake of the emblems at the memorial. The 1938 March 1st Watchtower said, "Am I of the anointed who are privileged and duty-bound to partake of the memorial, or am I a Jonadab who cannot partake of it?" If anyone started to claim to be anointed since 1935, they were considered a replacement of a sinful remnant that was no longer worthy of heaven. The Watchtower of 1982, February 15, says, "In time, the prescribed but limited number of 144,000 would be reached. After this, no more would be anointed by Holy Spirit as witness that they had the heavenly hope, unless, in a rare occurrence, the unfaithfulness of one of the remaining chosen ones made a replacement necessary." In 2007, it was 72 years since the calling was said to have closed. Since a person cannot become anointed until after their baptism, which traditionally happens to Jehovah's Witness children in their early teens, in 2007, the youngest anointed from 1935 was 85 years old. With only a very small number of those from 1935 still alive, most partakers would be considered replacements. There are a number of holes in the idea that the heavenly call closed in 1935. To start with, there's absolutely no scriptural basis that the calling would close, let alone specifically be in 1935 or any other year. None of the governing body were even born before 1935. Furthermore, there has been no decrease in partakers over 35 years. This led the Watchtower to finally admit that this doctrine never had any basis. The Watchtower 2007, May 1st, page 31, states, "When does the calling of Christians to a heavenly hope cease? As time has gone by, some Christians baptized after 1935 have had witness borne to them that they have the heavenly hope. Thus, it appears that we cannot set a specific date for when the calling of Christians to the heavenly hope ends. How should a person be viewed who has determined in his heart that he is now anointed and begins to partake of the emblems at the memorial? He should not be judged. The matter is between him and Jehovah." The edition of the Watchtower is released prior to the memorial, and so this statement was in time to have a relevant effect on partakers for the 2007 memorial. In 2007, the number of partakers rose by about 350, or 4%. In the 2008 memorial, partakers reached almost 10,000. Partakers had not been that high since the 1970s. Yet despite all of the above, Watchtower made the claim in 2009 that the number of anointed ones on the earth has decreased over the decades. In light of the graphs, what exactly do they mean by this dubious statement? Whilst admitting that the calling did not close in 1935, Watchtower seems determined to encourage members that the end is very close by saying the number of anointed are decreasing, even though partakers have not decreased over the decades. It is only a matter of time before the doctrines of the great crowd and the 144,000 remnant are similarly overhauled. As discussed at the article regarding the 144,000, the concept that only 144,000 go to heaven is flawed. To say that in the 2,000 years since Jesus' death there were only 144,000 true Christians, of which a third were followers of the Watchtower Society, is conceited at best. Likewise, the Watchtower doctrine regarding the great crowd and the other sheep is also unscriptural. The large number of witnesses leaving and the increasing number of memorial partakers is indication that members are no longer confident in Watchtower doctrine. It is logical that the number claiming to be anointed would rise once the restriction on new partakers was somewhat lifted. Jesus set the example of drinking wine and eating bread as observance of his sacrifice and said to his followers, "Keep doing this in remembrance of me." Some witnesses have felt distressed that refusing to partake of the emblems during Jesus' memorial is akin to rejection of the ransom sacrifice. Furthermore, the New Testament shows that a follower of Jesus needs to be anointed or born again to enter into the kingdom. John 3 verse 3 says, "Unless anyone is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Although Watchtower tries to dismiss such requirement on the basis that most modern-day Christians belong to an earthly great crowd, this doctrine is based on a shaky foundation that collapses with minimal examination. The doctrine that only 144,000 go to heaven, and the claim that this number was fully selected in 1935, brings to mind Jesus' words of condemnation to the first century teachers. He said at Matthew 23:13, "Woe to you teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You shut the kingdom of heaven in men's faces. You yourselves do not enter, nor will you let those enter who are trying to." It is difficult not to make a direct comparison to the teachings of Watchtower's governing body.